I set up Diverse Learners back in 2012 and have been working remotely since 2008. And one of the reasons I work remotely is in order to work really flexibly, because I have a neurodivergent myself. I have ADHD and dyspraxia. I have CPTSD and a lot of long-term health conditions. And I also look after two grown-up children who are neurodivergent and also have complex conditions. And what I found was that a lot of people couldn't access the support whilst they're at university that was specially provided to them by the government to support them on their studies if they were disabled or neurodivergent. And that was because universities typically provided sort of support from October until April and from sort of 10 till 4. But that meant an awful lot of students weren't able to access their support. So people on teaching courses and nursing courses, for example, were all year round. So there was a great big swathe of time that they couldn't access support. And I then set up Diverse Learners to remotely support those students. And I could do it in the evening, which suited me when my kids were little, when they were in bed. And also it suited them when they had caring responsibilities, or for a lot of students, they had placements that they had to be on during the day, or they had very busy timetables. So a lot of students were then able to access the support that was absolutely necessary for them to then do the best they could.
How do I put this? Where would you sum up we are as a society now in terms of support and the changes, hopefully, that you've seen in recent years?
If you'd asked me that a couple of years ago, I would have given a very different answer. The world is quite a difficult place at the moment for disabled people. There are a lot of cuts at the moment to a number of disabled benefits, and there is an awful lot of angst in the world at the moment. I think previous to that, we had come significantly further than we had in a long time in terms of supports that were necessary to enable people to overcome the barriers that society builds in our structures, which is called ableism, in structures like university, which makes it more difficult and challenging for disabled people to access support and access buildings even. But unfortunately, a lot of the supports and grants and benefits that were there to enable people to fulfill their potential, like myself, are actually being peeled back at the moment. And it's becoming more and more difficult for disabled people to enter society in a way that they did just a couple of years ago.
That's interesting. I'm sure you don't want to get political, but is that political? Is it to do with bigger problems in the world, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of my clients are really struggling at the moment. My clients that I do one-to-one coaching with, my students who are at university, and I often see all the way from undergraduate to doctorate level, are all really struggling with the atmosphere, with the rhetoric, with the media, and the things that are being said quite openly at the moment about diversity in all shapes and forms, and those protected characteristics that are under the Equality Act 2010 that seem to be eroded at the moment.
How do you feel about this nomination and actually, because the ceremony I think is later this year, isn't it, in Liverpool? How are you feeling now?
Well, do you know, it's one of those things that I know I'm good at my job and I get good feedback, but actually somebody has taken the time to fill in a form, write a reason why I should be nominated, had the conviction of doing that. That has then been accepted, and then I've been able to ask others. And I found out today, because the vote closed today, that 215 people have taken the time not only to vote, but they have to put a reason as well. And people have spent a long time and their time and energy to write a reason why they think I should win this Positive Role Model Award. And it has blown me away, the love that is out there for what I do, the confidence that I've given people, the women who are doing things differently, who talk about the way that I share openly how I get support with my life and my health needs and model different ways of working and how it's inspired them. And to see it in writing and to see so many people and they're all in one place really made me think, wow, I've gone through an awful lot to do what I wanted to do. My professional body bullied me. People said, no, nobody really got it for ages. And all of a sudden, the last sort of 14 years have all come down to this moment where everybody has kind of gone, yes, you did the right thing. You took a risk. You did it for the right reasons. You did the right thing. And we thank you for it. And it kind of has given me an amazing sense of peace, really. And I'm really excited about where this confidence and where this, you know, reassured feedback is going to take me next. I think, oh gosh, I could maybe achieve anything.